Bad Sign Thoughts, Volume 1. So I'm reading a book by Nicholas Nassim Taleb titled The Black Swan. And there was a story today that really jumped out to me. So chapter 8. So there's two guys in the story. One is a guy we're going to refer to as Brooklyn Tom. So Brooklyn Tom, you know, grew up around the streets, grew up poor, and he's a streetwise guy. He's very rich now, and he learned it by essentially taking, taking advantage of certain people in the backer system. So he played the game. And then you have Dr. John. Dr. John graduated with a PhD in electric engineering. He works as an insurance broker. And yeah, he just runs computer simulations, simulating risks all day. So Taleb asks both Brooklyn Tom, and Dr. John, he asks him this question. So I have a fair coin with me. If I flip the coin 99 times and get heads 99 times, what are the odds of me getting tails the next time I flip the coin? So Dr. John, you know, the straight arrow kid, the genius on paper, he replies, like I'm assuming most people would, 50%. And then Brooklyn John goes, not more than 1%. And goes, he whispers to Taleb, that's because it's a rigged game. So Taleb draws a conclusion that there's a distinction between these two types of people. Dr. John, who's extremely smart on paper, extremely book smart, and a very high IQ, is someone who thinks very inside the box. He's very inside the box and within his limitations. While Brooklyn Tom, he thinks outside the box. He has street smarts. He can survive in the real world. You can put him on the street wherever and he will survive, and he will know how to rise to the top. So in an academic setting, Dr. John, the PhD, always wins. But in the street setting, the real world setting, Brooklyn Tom is always the winner. So this story really, you know, it really affected me because I predicted 50% like Dr. John. So it just made me think that I need to force myself into, in every situation, always think outside the box. I think having a cross between being book smart and street smart, so being embodying both Brooklyn Tom and Dr. John, is the aim. So that's the story for tonight, folks. Have a good night.